to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week I, your host, Andrew Hillary, assemble some amalgamation of imbeciles to discuss with you the last 7 days of what the fuck just went on. So this week, this is our 100th episode, and for the very first time, we have experienced a technological failure. The recorder did not record the first 10 minutes of the podcast. So I don't know why that happened, but you know, we're just gonna roll with it. So this week, if I introduce one of the guests, Kennedy Cooper's back. You love Kennedy, you know Kennedy. Kennedy is back on the show. We pick up right whenever I introduce the second guest. But yeah, so it's kind of a mess. So yeah, you know, 100 episodes and here we are. It's a fucking shit show. Also, we recorded it in a very echoey room. I don't want to hear anything about it. I'm on the road. Come see me in New York Wednesday the 12th at Pete's Candy Shop. Hit me up. I'll give you all the details. Let's get into the show. Joining me in my third seat in his house. you may know him as the 13th, maybe 14th funniest person in Philadelphia. Please welcome Alejandro Morales to the pod. Hello.
Hey. Thank you. So good to be here.
Thank you for letting me record a podcast in your cavernous home.
Yes, in our empty room.
It's great. Folks, if you're hearing an echo, shut the fuck up. It's just, you're going to hear it. It's okay. It's okay.
What you're hearing
this is
what how
Philadelphia
pristine it is.
Sounds like.
Yeah, pristine and empty. No.
we're recording this from inside the Liberty Bell. So,
you know, the Library of Congress agreed to loan Andrew the Liberty Bell for the 100th episode. It's a big deal.
We're going to hit that bell.
Hell yeah. Is this? That's the Liberty Bell. That's the sound it makes. A lot of people don't know that the Liberty Bell is just the air horn that you hear in every song and podcast.
Yeah. Broken bell, working horn.
Fuck yeah. Well, folks, we've got a lot of news to discuss. Once again, you know, I say it every week, but you know, we never have any shortage of bad news to discuss. Once again, it happens to be that this was the worst week yet.
Oh, no.
But before we get to that, just want to take a quick moment to shout out our supporters. We have patrons. We have people that pay to listen to this. I don't understand it, but I am grateful. Yeah, folks, support us at patreon.com/worstweekyet. You know, you sign up, you get some bonus episodes. Me and Kennedy are currently doing Spookytober. We just did an episode about Lamb. Kennedy, mild spoilers for the podcast. How did you feel about Lamb again?
White women must be stopped.
Find out more at patreon.com/worstweekyet. And if you sign up giving $10 a month, you are an official sponsor, a Pizza the Hut level patron. And we say your name. We say thank you personally. So just big shout outs real quick to AJ from Baltimore, Andrea Humphrey, Darren, no last name, The Green Button, The Man in the West, Idnex, Patrick, Leave Me Alone, Josh Troopin, Zep, Actions Downer, and DOD Heartworms. Thank you very much. Didn't have a lot with that one.
That was okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the problem was DOD just sounds really awkward out loud.
Yeah. TSA Heartworms. There we go. Edit that in, gravy. So, as I said, we've got a lot of news to discuss this week. First, I want to begin with just another story about somebody being awful. Kennedy, how do you feel about Lena Dunham?
Oh. you know, I think that
is it similar to how you feel about Lamb?
I think this I was gonna make a joke, but actually I think that's better than anything I could say.
This week, Lena Dunham logged on to Twitter.com and blessed us all with potentially the greatest tweet I've ever seen. Definitely one of the greatest of 2022, and the year's close to over. Like, to get the best tweet this late, like, that's an accomplishment.
It really is. And I'll say this much, you know, agree or disagree, I have to respect that she deserves to have that many followers for being willing to tweet shit like that.
Folks, if you haven't read the tweet, I'm going to read it for you word for word. Lena Dunham tweeted,
When I go, I want my casket to be driven through the NYC Pride Parade with a plaque that reads, quote, "She wasn't for everyone, but she was for us," end quote. Who can arrange?
Not it.
No, I think, honestly, I think, Kennedy, me, you, and Deanna should arrange this for Lena. Like, if anybody's going to do it, it should be us. You know, somebody's got to take the fall.
Okay, first of all, we need to get the car from Trailer Park Boys. We need to arrange to have that be the vehicle. And for those of you who don't know, in order to have a car like that on set for that many years, it really does break down about as much as it seems like. Like, that's not like a bit to an extent on that show. So, you know, Lena Dunham would just be interrupting the funeral, causing it to halt constantly. I think that's perfect.
Somebody will have to like pop the hood and pour water into the radiator or something, like
of the coffin.
That coffin's overeating back there.
Get out the clearing stick. Okay, that's a deep cut reference of Trailer Park Boys. That's my comfort show. I put on Trailer Park Boys to disassociate at night. So yes, you know, Kennedy, I love the idea. I love the reference, and I am willing to drive it. I'll dress up as Ricky. Do they let dress up?
What would you do exactly?
Swishy pants. I don't know.
Oh, you do normally wear different pants than that.
Yeah. So, just big shout outs to Lena Dunham. You gave us gold this late in the year, and you know, is maybe an early birthday present for me. So, thank you, Lena. Let's move on here. I want to just talk briefly about I don't know if we talked about it last week, but there's a new right-wing dating app called The Right Stuff. Did you see like the ad for it?
I didn't see the ads, but I did see some of the customer reviews.
Yeah, the reviews are not great. let me see. I think I wrote down, or I saved one for us to read here. That would have been a really smart thing to do, which means I probably didn't do it.
Oh, definitely okay. A sausage fest. Definitely saying there's not a lot of ladies on there.
Okay, here's one. This is from Mr. Douglas Roop. It's a 1-star review for The Right Stuff. It's a good app, but there's no women? I love my country, I love the Second Amendment, and I love God. These days, it's hard to find a woman who values my patriotism, my faith. And so, after being ghosted by every match on Tinder, I decided to give this app a try. I created my profile, I uploaded a selfie of me sitting in my truck with sunglasses, and it worked great. The interface was intuitive and easy to use, but the weird thing is, I couldn't find any women on it. I don't know, maybe the app is bugged. I tried switching my preference to men just to make sure it was working, and loads of handsome men came up. I hope the developers fix this.
You made that guy sound really like masculine and assertive. That's probably not what his speaking voice is like.
Yeah, I should have done it in Ben Shapiro. Yes. I uploaded a picture of me in my truck with my sunglasses on.
There it is. See, that now it makes sense.
That, yeah, it's really coming together.
My other favorite thing is that I saw like multiple things, and I don't know if this is true. Like, this might just be people like pranking or like shit posting, but I saw that apparently there's a question about whether or not you attended January 6th, and people are posting like, I answered this question honestly, and then I got a call from an FBI agent.
That's great.
This app is just an FBI phishing scheme. Okay.
No, like literally somebody said, and again, I can't confirm this. This might just be somebody saying some shit, but they're like, I know a person that was like on the development team, and they specifically put like an FBI backdoor into this app. Wow. So
what if we start a dating app where conservative tops can meet progressive bottoms called Up Yours, Woke Moralist?
Well, now that Craigslist personals is gone, we need something to replace that.
Honestly, that's a great idea. I endorse. You know, Deanna's not here not to endorse things, so I'm just endorsing left and right this week. I endorse the shit out of that. Fuck yeah. Great job, Kennedy. We need to talk now about cancel culture. Folks, once again, cancel culture, I would say it's gone too far. Maybe.
Oh, shit.
Maybe just far enough. This one, actually, I think I'm in favor of. Hear me out. So this week, the European Union approved a measure to mandate every electronic device has one kind of charger, a USB-C. So, like, all the iPhones in Europe will now just have, everything will just have one kind of charger.
Hell yeah.
They've canceled the Lightning port, and it pains me to say this, but I think I agree.
Yeah, eat it, Apple. Yeah. Eat it.
An apple a day keeps the charger away? Hey, folks, you know, the sound may be bad, but the jokes still are too. so, yeah. I think this is a good thing. I don't understand why every company gets to be like, we're going to have this charging port that's like a diamond. you can't buy it anywhere. Sorry.
That's bullshit.
So cancel culture, you know, we rag on cancel culture, but every once in a while they get it right.
Cancel culture would be more like people on Twitter getting mad at the Lightning port. That's really I feel like we have been getting mad at the Lightning port.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I have like three different kinds of ports on things that I own, and I don't appreciate that. They should all be one thing.
Yeah, they should all be the little hole that Navi's have in the back of their head for fucking.
Did you just see Avatar or something?
Well, I mean, it's on my mind.
I have not heard somebody reference a specific thing from Avatar in a very long time. And I'm like, wait, are you wearing a wire right
it's the
now?
Only thing I remember.
Avatar's back. Avatar. It's back, baby.
There it is. yeah, so go see Avatar, folks. It is in theaters again. I saw that. I went and watched Don't Worry, Darling last night, and I was like looking at what was playing, and maybe I should have seen Avatar.
You watched Don't Worry, Darling?
I did. Yeah, I was going to. It was between that and that movie Smile, but Smile didn't start for like an hour and a half after, and like I just didn't want to stand around for an hour and a half. Mm. So that was that. That was my trip to the movies. Go see Avatar. Now, Don't Worry, Darling actually wasn't that bad. I kind of liked it. There was like a few times where I'm like, wait, I have a question that maybe it'll get answered later. It didn't. but it was cool. They were, you know, everybody was drinking a lot. That was fun.
Nicole was there.
People were smoking cigarettes inside of really nice houses. I like to see that. Anyways, we must move on. We must move on. you know, I hate to do all these cultural.
Wait, was Nick Kroll good?
He was good. Yeah, he was good in it. He wasn't in it as much as I thought he was going to be, but he was good. Okay, so again, I hate to do so many cultural stories back to back, but we really have to talk about this one. This week, the radical woke left has made Velma from Scooby-Doo a lesbian? Can you believe this?
If only there was any way anyone could have seen this coming.
Yeah, out of left field on that one.
All right, look, real ones, real Scooby-Doobers, they'll remember back in the 90s when Velma was hooking up with Johnny Bravo. So I don't know, like that's... You know, nowadays, you know, we can't have anything. We can't have...
you can't have Velma?
We can't.
Is that what you wanted all along was Velma?
Look, it's been my Tinder bio. If I can't have Velma, I don't... If you're not Velma, swipe left.
you know, I will say it's typical of conservatives to be really concerned about the sexuality of someone who is confirmed to be a teenager, canonically.
Jeez, whatever.
Matt Walsh has some thoughts about
Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is really concerned about Velma's fertility.
You know, I didn't write it down, but Matt Walsh has fucking been on one this week. All those like old clips of him resurfacing.
You didn't write down Matt Walsh?
Look, I don't like talking about him. I hate that dude so much. But
that's fair.
But yeah, Matt Walsh, he had an old clip resurfaced this week where he was like talking about how much teenagers should be pregnant. So I saw that somebody made a meme out of his like "What is a woman" poster, but they just changed it to "What
is a child."
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
You see, Matt Walsh is a centrist. So, you know, the left thinks no teenagers should be pregnant. The right thinks all teenagers should be pregnant. Matt Walsh, he's right there in the middle.
It says only married teenagers should be pregnant.
Some teenagers should be pregnant.
Matt Walsh, the Goldilocks of teenage pregnancy. Yeah, fuck that, dude. No, I just wanna pour one out. Has anybody talked to Johnny Bravo? Because like it must be hard for him. You know, he's going through a lot. He's seeing Velma doesn't have the jinkies for him anymore.
Okay, listen. Okay. I don't think it should be a surprise to anyone that someone who would date someone that performatively fucked up and masculine was performing themselves and turned out to be a lesbian.
I don't know. Do you say that is so Johnny Bravo was Velma's beard? Does that work that way?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. Because I'm very stupid and don't know how words work. Folks, we do have some.
And also possibly in reverse. I mean, let's be honest. I don't think it's out of the question that we're going to learn something about Johnny someday. I mean, that is a very performative level of toxic masculinity. That's all I'm saying.
My man was doing Elvis voice like 60 years after he allegedly died. So, yeah, there was something going on. Something going on. Although he did wear skinny jeans before it was a fad. So, Johnny Bravo, trendsetter or trapped? Trapped in a web of lies.
Trapped in those jeans.
who are those jeans for?
Ooh,
mama.
Whose gaze? Whose gaze is that for? That's the only thing I'm asking.
I think Cow and Chicken. I can't remember what show came on after it, but, you know, he's trying to impress somebody for sure. So we do have some real news to talk about. We got some international goings-ons to address. First of all, this last Sunday we saw an election in Brazil that unfortunately did not go the best way it could have gone. It was a tight election, which, you know, all the polls were like, oh, Lula's going to blow out Bolsonaro, but it ended up being close enough where there's going to be a runoff. So it's kind of a bummer, but at least they didn't do a January 6th yet. There's a lot of people were talking about how if Bolsonaro lost outright, there would be some kind of coup. I don't know enough about it.
He definitely has that energy.
He definitely has. The election was stolen. Yeah, you know, I feel like that's just going to be a thing in every election.
Yeah, it's with fucking like poisoned everything.
Yeah,
everything is poisoned
and
with it.
To be clear, the reason that it's a close race and not a landslide is because of rampant like voter suppression and things like that going on there on a scale that's similar to what we have going on here in the United States.
Yeah.
So,
like, especially in like the like indigenous areas and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I understand it anyway. I'm not a total expert. I just know they do have really bad voter suppression based on some things that I've seen, heard, and some folks that I've spoken to about it.
Brazil. They're just like us.
So
sexier.
Would you put it past Bolsonaro? No, he clearly engages in voter suppression, which is basically a form of election tampering. It's just one that we sort of look away from a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all's fair in votes and war. That's the saying. That's how it goes. This week, OPEC announced that they are going to be cutting oil production in order to raise the price of gas. Isn't it fun, this world we live in? It's just a couple people that own the wells are being like, you know what? We need to make some more money. I guess we don't need to, but we want to. So guess what? Your car is going to cost more to fill up again.
I don't know. This is one of those pieces of news where I'm like, am I happy about this? Am I mad about this? I was like, I read something from somebody who used to work for Bernie Sanders about how if they want to do this, that we're going to ground the Saudi airplanes. And I was like, okay, do I want that too? What do I want?
It is hard to tell. But basically, I think gas prices going up is bad. But here's the thing is that like they're talking about they need to raise the prices up. And gas prices did go down from like the high that they were at in the summer. But like, it's still like so much more expensive than it was just a year and a half ago. So like they're already, I don't know, like it feels like they're still making more money than they were in, you know, 2 years ago. So they're like, we need to make even more money. And frankly, that's the American dream. Good for them.
Good for them. Okay. Is that what we're landing on? Yes. Good for them.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, they're so brave. They've got they've got bootstraps, and they're picking themselves up by them.
You're wokeifying OPEC. Like, good for them. They are so brave. They are so courageous to take this stand.
I don't know if you know this, Alejandro, but OPEC is like majority person of color-owned businesses, I think, right?
Sure. You tell me. You tell me who's an OPEC.
I don't know. I think it's...
Kennedy, who's an OPEC?
Some rich people, I don't know. The people who control the world, maybe.
I think it's
if you control oil, no one controls the world 100%. I'm not that kind of conspiracist, but if you control oil, you sure do control a lot. Golly.
Speaking of controlling a lot, or I guess controlling nothing, this is a bad transition. These two stories are completely unrelated, but it is fun. This week, the people in two northern provinces in Japan got an alert on their phone that said North Korea has just launched a missile at us. So for like 20 minutes, everybody's freaking out.
Oh my God.
But it just turned out like North Korea was just testing a missile, but they decided to scare half of the people in Japan or something. I love when this happens. Dude, wasn't it like, was it Hawaii that got one of those messages last year or something? God, it's like, I think everybody knows like the second that a missile is trackable by radar that it's whether or not it's going to actually hit something. But they're like, let's just send out the text just to keep everybody on their toes. I'm sick of being landlocked. I never get messages that are like, hey, dude, like, I don't know, Cuba just launched a What are those plastic horns things?
Oh, those that they play at the World Cup?
Vuvuzelas?
Yeah.
Cuba just launched vuvuzelas over Western Pennsylvania, duck and cover.
See, yeah, you're fine. Well, I think they'll come after Philly and, like, you know, just to kind of surprise people. Like, oh, you didn't think we were going to bomb Philly, but we did. That's how I feel it's going to happen.
I don't know. I was riding my bike around Philly the other day. It looks like a few places around here already got hit with a bomb. Oh, my God. That's a bad joke to make. That actually did happen. Okay, yeah, folks.
You're canceled. You're never coming back to the city again.
Yeah, Google the move bombing, folks.
It wasn't in that area. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I was just by some like warehouses by the river. I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. Look, folks come to Philadelphia for a lot of reasons. I came here to end my career.
Actually, that's why they come here too. So that works
out. That's actually a great reason to go to Philadelphia.
No better place in the world to lose it all.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something a little more fun. Folks, Elon Musk, he is doing it. He is buying Twitter. He's back in the deal again. Or a third time, I don't know. Elon Musk, he's buying Twitter. Twitter.Musk. Oh my God, Kennedy, he's doing it. He's really going for it. So I guess like the court case for Twitter forcing him to buy the website was coming up. So he this week he just said, ah, fuck it, I'll do it. And then Tesla shares dropped 15%, and one of the loans that he was going to use to buy Twitter backed out. So. This, like, again, it's like it's still up in the air, but this still potentially could ruin Elon Musk. And I love that.
It could ruin Elon Musk. It could ruin Twitter. It could ruin everything. I think I don't really know.
I mean, can you ruin Twitter?
Can you
put the rainbow in a jar?
You can ruin Twitter for yourself by like making a bad joke and then doubling down on it. That'll ruin your experience on there for a couple days. Ruining it for everyone, though, I could not do that. there's a few people I think could. Kanye is doing his best this week.
He absolutely is. I love watching Elon Musk fail, but he's got too much money for it to like matter. Like, I want to see him down to like my salary. Watch him try to like make it on that.
Yeah,
that'll never happen.
Elon Musk, make 20 grand a year. I don't know how much money you make, but it's definitely... I make like 15. Ladies, I am still single.
I want to see Elon living with $15.75 in savings and $4.91 in check-in.
Hell yeah.
Elon's trying to go to Taco Bell.
He's certainly not going to live off of charisma.
I want to see Elon Musk.
You have to have at least $10 in your savings account, by the way. You can't drop it below that.
Oh, helpful tip.
That's another requirement for this puzzle.
I want to see Elon Musk go grocery shopping and then get to the checkout and be like, oh, I have to put this back.
Oh my God. I would orgasm just to see that moment.
But Elon Musk, he's doing a lot. I don't know. Speaking of, we're going to talk about some legal issue. We're going to do a little Law and Order here, if that's all right with you folks. So let's go ahead and start with friend of the pod, Donald Trump. he this week announced that he is suing CNN for defamation.
Wow.
I am so fucking into this. He says the phrase, the big lie, is being used to aggravate, scare, and trigger people, and that it has Nazi connotations. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Wow. How dare anyone conflate him with Nazi behavior?
Here's the thing. We joke about Donald Trump being a friend of the pod. I do not like Donald Trump. I do not wish him victory in any presidency or political endeavors or financial endeavor in anything. I do kind of want him to win this, though. I do kind of want, I don't know, when the sides are like Donald Trump and CNN for defamation, like, I don't know. They did talk about how he was a Russian puppet for like 3 years. Like, I don't know. They don't do a very good job at like the one thing they're supposed to do, which is tell us facts. So,
no, I think that went out the window a long time ago.
So I don't know. I think I
hope he loses because I'm sick of this dumbass liberalism aspect of our culture where like people have to say things out loud on record 7 times before we believe them or whatever. Like, people will be like, yeah, you know, I'm a little racist, wink. And then they'll be like, well, that was a joke. You know, I was kidding around. Because of like the way like, and I'm referring to liberalism in the broader sense, not just like Democrats
here. Yeah.
But like the way liberalism has culturally rotted people's brains to an extent. It is like, you know, oh, you can't call me a Nazi. It's like, it should be perfectly acceptable to call Donald Trump a Nazi. And we need to set a legal precedent that that's the case.
You can't call me a Nazi. Actually, according to Trump v. CNN 2022, it is within my rights to do so, sir. All right. You know what? I'm back on board. I guess you're right, Kennedy. But is there any way that both Donald Trump and CNN can lose? Like, can we figure that out?
I mean, aren't they? Ultimately, are they not both set to lose?
I hope so. There's got to be a way. Folks, if you are a masterfully crafted lawyer that can both sabotage Trump from the inside and still win the defeat CNN. Look, if you're a lawyer, you're probably not listening to the show. You have health care. Fuck you. our next story in our Law and Order segment, this week, Kim Kardashian felt the hammer of the law as it smacketh down. The Securities and Exchange Commission fined Kim Kardashian $1.26 million for promoting some bullshit crypto pump and dump scam without disclosing she was paid to. And
she's a billionaire.
That's not...
That's not enough money.
It's not enough money. But
she'll buy one car that costs more than that next year.
It's not enough money, but I am glad that, like, I don't know, the SEC is doing something with like these crypto schemes. Like,
I'm not, because here's the thing: they selectively apply justice mostly to people of color, and then it's performative justice that doesn't really like restore anything to anyone. The whole system is fucking fraudulent. The same problems that exist with your local police over policing minorities exist on the grand scale too, and it's important to remember that.
I don't know. Crypto specifically has been. There's been so many fucking schemes and scams and like just out and out. Like, this is a pyramid scheme, and you know it, and you're still giving us, like, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not saying Kim Kardashian needs a pass in particular. I'm just saying that like these financial these like big federal commissions, like they do not really, like, even when they're being like performatively good like this, it's still extremely meaningless, and like these are still like tools of oppression that are not helping any of us.
Yeah.
Ultimately. in most cases.
I guess I would just like to see something done about this. Like, I have so
something
many
done.
I have so like, many friends what? Who lost like thousands and thousands of dollars because they were like, "Yeah, no, it's crypto." And it's like, dude, I mean, I get it. Like, I guess I also have friends that have lost money thinking they were going to get rich at a casino. But like, I don't know. It feels like you have a better chance of like walking into a casino and betting it, like laying down your life savings just on black or whatever, and like rolling the dice than like.
Well, at least you don't have to talk to somebody for half an hour about the blockchain. Yeah, I'll take that.
I don't know.
Lose my money in a dignified way. Thank you.
Yes. I lost a bunch of money on crypto, but it was imaginary money because I bought Dogecoin really cheap in 2014 and I lost the access to the wallet, and it's worth a bunch of money now, but I'll never get it. But I've only lost like $40 on it.
Look, if someone at the SEC can get Kennedy their $40 back, we will.
Yeah, maybe then I'll have something nice to say about your commission.
Yeah.
They can be bribed.
What have you done for me lately, SEC? No, I think you're probably right that this isn't like, I mean, it is a big name, so it's like, oh, look, we can, you know, get somebody in trouble for this, but Kim Kardashian's not really going to feel that much money being taken from her, and I don't know, she'd probably be able to write it off on her taxes or some bullshit anyways, but I don't know. I just want to see something done about this. It's out of control, folks. Crypto is out of control. Buy worst week yet coin right now.
Worst coin yet.
Worst coin yet is a much better joke. I'm sad Deanna's not here, but Kennedy, I'm so glad you are here to do the joke that I tried to do better than me.
That's why you have to have at least one of us here. You know, Deanna's a little funnier, but I'm a little more reliable, so it works out.
There it is, folks. We've got another story about justice finally being served. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. This week, Alec Baldwin and the family of Helena Hutchinson finally reached a settlement in the the suit that followed her being murdered on set by Alec Baldwin. So I saw in this story one of the terms of it is that. Her husband, Helena Hutchinson's husband, has now been brought on as a producer to this movie, and it is going to resume filming early next year. What? I don't understand why.
Who was asking for that? Who was clamoring for? Who was saying, hey, what about the movie?
This film is cursed. It should not be finished. Like, I don't understand. If this movie is not good.
Yeah. Do you see Alec Baldwin carrying a Western?
Here's what I'll say. I think it's understandable to want to try to like finish the last work of a dead loved one in a way.
Oh, fuck. I didn't think about it.
Probably something like that, if I had to guess.
God damn it. I'm so insensitive. Or just callous to death. And I'm like, oh, what? You're cashing in? Like, oh, no, maybe it is a sentimental thing.
I think the much weirder part, though, is that Alec Baldwin is just like gonna be in it and isn't in any trouble.
I hope there's a scene where
that part's weird.
I hope there's a scene where he fires a gun and then winks at the camera, you know? Like, you gotta acknowledge it, but you gotta break the fourth wall for just a minute and be like, hey, I killed a lady. That should have been the terms of the deal.
I think the terms of the deal should have been they recast Alec Baldwin and it's Donald Trump playing him.
I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue.
We need a reversal, you know?
That's a great idea, yeah. Alec Baldwin did a shitty Trump impression for, like, what, the whole presidency? It wasn't good. It was never good. Like, I think liberals liked it because you could tell it was mean, but it was never good.
I think liberals liked it because Alec Baldwin also looks like a thumb. I don't know. Like, I can't figure out why they liked it.
Liberals, what will they like next?
But yeah, I can understand wanting to finish a project like that in that situation.
Yeah.
In a certain sense, potentially. I'm just saying I could see like an argument to be made for that. However, I cannot understand why you keep Alec Baldwin.
Well, I think that it's like this movie is his pet project, which is like why it is weird that the husband would still
want to be
involved.
Taken away from him. It should be the husband's pet project now if he wants it, and apparently he does.
So congratulations to them.
That's what I think.
Yeah, hopefully they hire union prop people now. Who knows? Who knows? Let's see. Oh, so we do have another. We have a lot of Law and Order this week. This is, you know, we're doing SVU. We're doing Hollywood Law and Order. We're doing Hollywood.
Cold case.
Yeah. Stabler's here. He's just in the corner doing push-ups. This week, federal agents announced or let it leak that they believe they have enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax evasion and gun crimes.
Gun crimes?
They're coming for Hunter. Look, his name is Hunter. He should be allowed to have a gun anywhere and everywhere, first of all.
Wait, gun crimes? I wasn't expecting gun crimes to be on this list.
You were definitely expecting tax evasion, though. Hunter does not appear to be a guy who's like got his taxes in order. But I think it's, you know, maybe it's just one of those things where they like they got him on the tax things, but they know if they do the add the gun charges, they can just add a couple years to the sentence, which is, you know, a standard police move, but. You know, it's good that they apply it to the president's son.
I get that part. I'm just surprised that it's gun crimes. I would have thought it would have been drug crimes, to be honest.
Yeah. Just, well, I mean,
you know, just based on the videos that I've seen circulating the internet.
I would have thought it would be for carrying too big of a penis in a residential neighborhood. Like, I don't know, Hunter, do you ever see Hunter Biden's dick?
Maybe that's the gun crime.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah, he was walking around with a literal cannon, so.
Yeah, that thing is a crime. Hunter, all right.
Hunter Biden never not armed fully, dude. It's
baby's armed.
Yeah.
Wrapped.
So,
how are they going to keep him in prison with other people?
he'll have to have a cell to himself so that, like, you know, he's on the top bunk, his dick's on the bottom bunk. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It would be wild if a sitting president's son went to jail. Like, that's that kind of thing doesn't happen. But, like, oh, my God, have you heard Republicans talking about how if they take back the House, they're just going to impeach Joe Biden for, like, everything for the next 2 years?
That'll be really funny.
It will be. Yeah, I mean, again, like, if nothing good is going to happen, I hope at least the bad stuff is funny. And, yeah, they're gearing up, so... I should have probably said when the Republicans take the House, but, you know, you never know. Like, anyways, Hunter Biden, it's not looking good for him. I hope that though he is a powerful person, that the justice system treats him fairly. just as they would any other president's son, you know? What if, because like Don Jr. has definitely done some crimes. Like, I hope that, what if Don Jr. and Hunter end up being cellmates at some point in the future? I would watch that show. Orange is the New Black. how do you do a pun there? Folks, if you know how to write
orange
the joke that I'm
the
thinking.
Orange is the New Orange.
That'd be like Orange is the New Crack, right? Wouldn't that be it?
There it is. Oh. Hunter Biden. Hell yeah. So our last Law and Order story, just something, a brief update here. This week, the Uvalde School District announced that they were going to suspend their entire school police department. 5 months too late, I would say.
And they didn't just decide out of the goodness of their hearts either. It took a concerted effort from the parents and a lot of protesting that has been happening the past couple of weeks. So they didn't just sort of be like, all right, we're going to do this now. They really had to be feet to the fire on it.
I cannot believe that those school police officers still had jobs. I'm sorry, excuse me. They still have jobs. They just aren't school cops. They've all been moved to just other jobs in the district. I feel like they should get fired. I feel like they should be fired. They should have been fired long ago. I cannot believe these motherfuckers that I watched, like, looking at their phones while children were dying, didn't get fired the next day. Like, I've been fired for some things that I did that would be called... not doing my job right. And yeah, I don't know. It's horrifying. So good for Uvalde doing not even the full right thing way too late.
Just trying to reach up to meet that low bar.
Yeah. The bar is in hell and you cannot limbo it, you sons of bitches. Okay, folks, we're talking Brandon now. That's right. It's Joe time. Are you ready to Joe? Are you ready to Joe? That probably sounded okay with the echo.
Joe ready for this?
Dun, 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 dun. Hell yeah. So this week, oh my gosh, huge news. You know, we're all waiting for the October surprise. The midterms are coming up. Joe Biden, there's a lot riding on this election. And so Joe Brandon, he came out this week and he announced that he's finally doing something about people that have gotten in trouble for marijuana. You know, it's a long time coming. Joe's been big anti-weed guy. But he said, you know, this is what the people want. And he's not above delivering. He's not above meeting people where they're at. So he announced that he is going to pardon everybody who has gotten federal charges for marijuana possession.
So congratulations, Jeffrey Clarkson, Rodney Thomas, and Pierce Wendell. Those Pierce are the only Wendell. Three people. Those are the only three people in federal prison for marijuana possession because it's a crime that no one is charged for.
You know, federally. Kennedy, you're joking. There are actually zero people in jail for that. Yeah, so, you know, Joe Biden announces this.
Well, I had to make some people up just now. Hey, you know, no one. No
Kennedy
one.
Kennedy, you and I are both on Twitter. It's kind of our job to make up a guy. That's what we love to do, folks. Yeah, so Joe Biden announced this, and of course, people went apeshit for like the first half hour, like talking about, oh, dank Brandon, this is so good. Like, you know, he's finally doing something. And like a few people were like, well, hold on, wait for the details. And everybody yelled at them. And it turns out they were right because, yes, so since 1990, there have been a total of 6,500 people that have gotten this charge. So that's 30 years. 6,500 people out of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who have gotten charged for marijuana possession that are, you know, they're state charges. So, but Joe,
and the reason why is simple. If you're getting federal, if the feds are interested in you, then, they are probably going to charge you with trafficking, even if it's not true.
Yeah.
Even if what you were doing was possession.
Yeah, yeah.
If the feds have decided that they're interested in you, they're probably going to charge you with trafficking. And so most people that are in federal prison for marijuana are in federal prison for trafficking marijuana, which is a different charge that Joe Brandon didn't do a damn thing about.
Yeah. And, well, no, Kennedy, you can't say he didn't do anything about the other people that are in prison for this because in addition to pardoning the zero people in jail for federal possession, he also, and this is where it really, you know, it shows Joe's really doing the things that matters. He also urged governors to do the same at a state level. He's urging for you.
Wow.
He's urging for you, America.
He sent them an email that said, please.
No worries if not.
No worries if not was in there originally. You know what? This is such a big, important issue. He deleted it. He edited it out.
Wow.
Wow.
Edited it out. Yeah. That's Damn. How you can tell he's serious.
It's so nuts. You know, what's insane to me is that he gets the same amount of blowback from the right for doing this as if he had gone all the way and done something real. So I don't understand why he can't just go whole hog. Everybody who's going to be mad at him about it already is going to be mad about it. And it's going to pretend that he's doing the most extreme thing, even when he doesn't.
Yeah, that's all.
That's the issue with trying to appease to the right at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah, they're right going there. To call you communists anyways. You might as well try to give people fucking healthcare. Like, who gives a fuck?
And, you know, for a guy who is clearly showing up at midnight to turn in C work, you'd think he would just be kinder to the stoners.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, Kennedy, I lost the plot. Yeah, no, you'd think he would, like, it is wild that it's such a small
Listen, we grade on a curve here, Andrew. So.
Listeners, write in.
You're
let
an
us
a
know.
Student.
Let us know how our 100th episode compares to any of the other ones. Give us, yeah. Actually, don't do that. WorstWeekYet.com. Let's see. So, we've got another. This is more of just a what the fuck, Joe Biden. He had a little bit of a baby gaffe this week. I know, shocking that Joe Biden did not choose his words carefully. He was at a fundraiser in New York giving a speech, and where he started talking about Russia and Ukraine, and he said the phrase, this is the closest we've been to Armageddon in our life or since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and people are like, yo, dude, you should probably not talk about Armageddon like that. And then he also went on to mock Putin's army and like saying that like, oh yeah, he's backed into a corner. He's scared. You know, that's why. And it's like, I mean, if that's true, you don't really want to provoke him. He did say he would nuke you or nuke Ukraine. Like you should probably calm the fuck down. But hey, that's not what Joe does. He did push-ups on stage and he called Putin a little baby.
Yeah.
And that's who you wanted. America could have had Donald Trump. He was a Putin puppet. He would have never said that stuff. He would have never said Armageddon.
It's great to have world leaders that are like, we're on the brink of Armageddon and are just like,
and then their press secretary
there.
Has to be like, no.
Like, no, but also like if we had sensible world leaders at all and the world was in this kind of crisis, then they'd all be like trying to do anything to de-escalate it, not just be like, well, might be bombs ahoy, everybody. grab onto your hats and butts. Here's how you make a fallout shelter in your bedroom with some doors, blankets, and shit. Andrew and I watched another movie that we'll be reviewing for the Patreon that is about nuclear holocaust, and that's why I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah.
I'd love to get that text about like an incoming bomb. Like, hold on to your hats and butts.
Do you still have a 1950 style school desk? You can get under that. They're made of iron, I think, or lead, probably. Speaking of the conflict in Ukraine, I wanted to talk to you, Kennedy, about this. Did you see Elon Musk did proposed a solution to the Ukraine crisis? And he did it. He phrased it as a poll where he was basically like, if we want this conflict to end, like, here's how we do it. And then he like lists
Didn't
off like a few things.
Sending a small submarine into Ukraine.
No. Here's
not
why,
by Tesla very hastily.
Here's why I wanted to ask you about it is because he put forward, I think there was four things. It was like Ukraine stays independent, like doesn't join NATO. They hold UN sanctioned elections in the occupied territories and let the people there actually choose if they want to join Russia or not, and like something else. And people were like really, really fucking mad at Elon Musk for it. But like, I kind of agreed with it because it was.
I think
just
I'm gonna
like,
cry.
Because like, if you think about it, like it's wars.
I don't
usually
want to agree with Elon Musk. I'm gonna cry about this, Andrew.
Wars usually end either with It's only one of two ways. It's either like some fucking conflict resolution thing like this or completely annihilating the other side. And it's going to only be one of those two things. Like it's either this diplomatic compromise or everybody in one of the countries dies. And like, I don't think that second option is good, but people were so mad at Elon Musk for this. And I'm like, I don't know. Like I'm very stupid, but I read it and I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's been going on for 6 months. The longer it goes, the more people are going to die. The more things are going to escalate. Like, I guess this kind of makes sense. Like, try and draw it down.
I'm not going to say it's 100% the right solution, but what is correct about this? And I'm going to vomit for having to say that there's something correct about this. Is that like we do need to seek a peaceful solution, and right now, most of the talk from the mainstream American leading politicians like Brandon is not that at all.
No,
he's not seeking peace whatsoever. Putin is not seeking peace whatsoever. Zelensky is not seeking peace whatsoever. So, like, we have to look beyond anything that any of these world leaders are proposing, in my opinion, to an extent.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, wars either end with some kind of fucking deal or everybody's dead. So like it's not going to be a secret third thing. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, let's hope for the treaty.
Yeah.
Not war, not peace, but some secret third thing.
Speaking of escalating tensions, so this week, this just happened 2 days ago, a bridge from Russia to Crimea got blown up. And the, you know, it was, they got it on video, which like it was wild to see this fucking bridge get hit with a missile and then have people talk about how it was a truck bomb. So Ukraine has said on multiple occasions that this was like a very important strategic asset and that it, there was even I saw a New York Post article about it that said like, we need to cut Crimea off and destroy this bridge. But after this explosion happened, and there were like civilian vehicles just crossing the bridge, so random people just got blown up. Mm-hmm. Ukraine's, they're like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Could have been anything. I think it was a truck bomb. That's what they said. Like, there's literally video where you can see a missile hitting it, and they're like, I think it was a truck.
I didn't see that video of the missile. You saw the video of the missile?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, unless it was like, to be fair, I saw it on Twitter, which means like it could have just been something else that somebody claimed. Like, it could have been an out of context thing, but it was in one of those threads. So I don't know. Maybe not confirmed, but even if it was a truck bomb, like what is happening here? A pro Russia terrorist blew up their main piece of infrastructure into their territory? Like, no, that's not how that happened. It was like we talked about the pipelines last week. Like, Russia is not going to sabotage themselves. Like, yeah, I mean, I maybe they will. I wouldn't put it past. It's just more unlikely than any other explanation.
It's not that I would put it past them. It's just that I want to see a compelling reason why. We see nations do self-sabotage for some, like, you know, weird, dark,
yeah,
twisted.
Yeah, and Putin did that. Putin did that in his own country. Like, whenever he was rising to power, he bombed like apartment buildings to blame it on Chechen terrorists, I think. And like, that's how he rose to power, is by saying like, oh, these Chechen terrorists, they're coming to get you. But like, it was, they found, like, they did it to six buildings, but the sixth building, like, the bomb didn't go off. So they found the guy like trying to get the bomb to go off. And wow. Like, so like, Putin has done like false flag stuff. But the thing is, he did that to gain power. He does not gain power by cutting off the infrastructure to like this occupied territory. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't help him at all. So yeah, you're right, Kennedy. Like, if there was some kind of way that he stands to benefit from it being harder to get supplies to Crimea, sure. But unless you can give me that, like, yes, fucking Ukraine did this. Obviously, fuck you guys. I don't know. You guys, but I'm referring to Zelensky and Putin. I think they should just hug. Maybe they should kiss.
Century. On horseback.
On horseback.
On horseback.
Just, yeah.
That'd be beautiful.
Look, I think, okay, so it's not, to solve the Ukraine crisis, it's not war, it's not peace. The secret third thing, I'm sorry to like give away the spoilers here, but it is dressage.
Okay, that makes sense.
We need to see horses dancing, and that'll end all this.
Let's get a couple Clydesdales out there. We'll figure this out.
I just want to point out that you know, Ukraine may legitimately not 100% know what happened, like their government, because what they've been doing is enabling these sort of militia forces to semi-legitimate status where they sort of report to the government, but not really. And then they get government issue equipment and a license to kill and things like that. So,
well, you know, government issued United States sponsored equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time that us funneling weapons and money to unofficial militias that were fighting Russia in their own country, when's the last time that went bad?
I can't think of any time. The brave soldiers of the Mujahideen are still today. I mean, that's what we want, right?
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. The footage is gnarly watching that bridge blow up. Russia was, like, within hours. They were like, all right, just everybody go on the other lane. They're still using it. There's, like, this piece that's in the Black Sea, and they're like, I'll just drive on the other side. It'll be fine. So, shout out to them. Yes. Okay, we got one more story to talk about before we're out of here for the day. Folks, we need to talk about Herschel Walker. This man is, I'm sorry, this future senator is not doing well. He's been having, I think Herschel Walker is like the one person who, out of everybody on earth, who legitimately had the worst week yet. So early this week, a story came out in the Daily Beast where they published a story that this woman had gotten an abortion from Herschel Walker, who knocked her up. He allegedly paid for the abortion. Now, being that the Daily Beast is a, you know, news source that tries to do their due diligence, you know, they want to come with like evidence, you know, proof if you can. Like, how do you prove a story about somebody paying for you to get an abortion?
Yeah.
So let's see. They had a check from Herschel Walker to the woman that was included in a get well soon card, the same time frame that she got the abortion.
Well,
so
wellity, wellity, wellity.
So
what was the line item on the check?
I don't know if he said to get rid of that thing, but
for our little problem.
Yeah. I'm a solutions guy, he said. Yeah, so she had a receipt from the abortion clinic and a get well soon card that included a check from him that was in the same, I think, like 5 days in between those two things. So, like, I mean, it could be a coincidence, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, no.
So Herschel Walker, he goes on TV and he starts saying, like, I have no idea who this is. Like, I've given money to a lot of people. Like, I've sent a lot of get well cards. Like, I've done a lot of this mm-hmm. stuff. Like, you know, it's hard for me to remember, you know, over the years, who could this be? Then it came out later this week that that woman is also the mother of one of his children who he is in contact with still. Like, Not good contact. Like, he's not like a very present father, but like there is communication. He's 100% knows who this is because she had a kid with him a few years after this abortion took place, which she had allegedly against his will. He wanted her to abort this one too.
Wow.
and he keeps denying it. But like, this woman has like text messages that she released between Herschel Walker and the kid that he's like an absentee father for.
Yeah, he just texts like, love you.
He texts, love you. And it's like, the kid at one point asked, like, do I have any brothers and sisters that I don't know about? And he replied, like, the important thing is that daddy loves you.
Yeah, the kid was like, how old am I? What's my favorite color? He's like, love you.
Oh, that was rough. What's my favorite color? How old am I? Love you.
Oh, God.
Herschel Walker's having such a bad week. Brutal. He even lost the support of his admitted son, Christian Walker, who went on a rant this week, which, you know, Christian Walker, I am not a fan of. No. Very annoying. You know, I remember, like, all of his posts about gas prices, and it's just like, shut up. Yeah. But he did make some good points this week whenever he was talking about how he stood by and watched his dad abuse his mom and then go on to do the Senate run where he was supposed to, like, you know, take accountability for it, but instead he just lied about it. And yeah, it's not looking good for him. Now, I say all this knowing full and well that this will not stop a single Republican from voting for Herschel Walker, and I would not be at all shocked if he still wins his Georgia race comfortably. So, wow. Yeah, I don't like that, but like, I don't know. I can't, like, Donald
bleak
Trump
view of electoral politics, huh?
Yes, I do. Do you not?
No, I still half believe in that stuff.
You know, Dr. Senator Oz is going to win Pennsylvania.
Shut
right?
the fuck up! Why would you say those words out loud? I have to live in this state.
So do I. But you know,
oh,
we
yeah,
also.
That's right.
But the good news is maybe soon we can die in this state. Yeah, so I don't know. I just like this is one of the most, you know, a lot of Republicans, like, it comes out that they have these skeletons in their closet, you know, paying for abortions whenever they're pro-life, or like, you know, secret gay relationships when they're like super homophobic. But like, I don't know. I don't see this being enough to stop him from winning. Like, the you know, people are still like, well, gas is like going to go back up to $4.50 a gallon. Of course I have to not vote for the Democrat.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't know. I don't see. Do you think, Kennedy, what do you think? Do you think this will take Herschel Walker down?
I don't know.
Wow, that was a very troubling pause.
Yeah.
It feels like almost any scandal is survivable now in some ways. But then at the same time, some people do go down, but you can't always tell why.
Yeah. I don't know. It's I mean, maybe I'll be proven wrong. We were wrong about one or two things, but you know, it's few and far between on this podcast. But but yeah, I don't know. If you live in Georgia, I don't know. Go vote. That's my advice. If you live in Georgia, I don't know. Go vote. That's the best I can manage. And yeah, so fuck. Kennedy, Alejandro, thank you for joining me today. This is my first road pod. I'm going to be doing this for a while. hey, by the way, if you live in New York City, come see me this Wednesday night at Pete's Candy Shop. I am going to be turning 35 at midnight and bombing before that. So, you know, I will both have a reason to get drunk and a motivation to get drunk. So come hang out. Kennedy, what about you, buddy? You got anything to plug?
No.
Sign up for the Patreon to listen to me and Kennedy lose our mind about movies that
subscribe to the Patreon. That's what I want to plug. I get some of that money. It pays for my weed and stuff.
Hell yeah.
It pays for my cell phone bill. I didn't quite cover my cell phone bill yet.
Yeah, so a few more yens and then you go to patreon.com/worstweekyet. Help Kennedy pay for their cell phone. Alejandro, do you have anything to plug?
Sure. Saturday, the 15th of October, I'll be hosting for Julia Scotti at La Peg here in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Hell yeah. If you're in Philly, first of all, why didn't you come to my show? Second of all, go to Alejandro's show. What about your socials? You got?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at JaJaJaRule or on Instagram at Alejandro El Great.
Hell yeah. You can find the show at Worst Week Yet. Go to worstweekyet.com, patreon.com/worstweekyet. We got so many fucking sites, folks. You can follow me at Andrew Hillary US. And I think that's everything. So tune in again next week for more bad news.